Our first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Isaiah. It's found on page 769 in your pew Bibles. And we read Isaiah 43 beginning at verse 16. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians on page 1257. And we read Philippians 3, beginning at verse 7. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, nor am I already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward into what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel is recorded in the Gospel according to St. Luke, page 1125. And we read Luke chapter 20, beginning at verse 9. Jesus began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. And the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let us kill him, so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "Surely not." But he looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces. And when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." The scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him at that very hour, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them. But they feared the people. So they watched him and sent spies, who pretended to be sincere, that they might catch him in something he said, so as to deliver him up to the authority and jurisdiction of the governor. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your epistle lesson for today. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I might gain Christ. This is our text. You know, it's amazing what you can get used to in life. Many years ago, I had to visit on a somewhat regular basis an individual who had cats. Now, if you had cats, I'm not trying to offend you. But they do need to get out every now and again. And unfortunately, although this was a dear soul, taking proper care of her cats was not in her nature. When you entered into the home, you were greeted by a rather strong odor. So powerful, in fact, that when I would leave, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes later, the rest of that day, anything I was wearing, that odor clung to me. And I recall thinking every time I visited that home, how can somebody live in that garbage? But then I reminded myself of an event that occurred even many more years ago. I was on choir tour with Concordia College St. Paul. And as we toured around the country, we would stay in the homes of church members. And me, city slicker that I was, had my first encounter with a night on a home on a pig farm. How many of you grew up on a pig farm? Oh my goodness. How do you endure it? Well, I asked, because I was having a lot of difficulty that night going to sleep. And the answer was quite simple. You get used to it. Yes, we can get used to the foulest of things if we're around it long enough. You know, Paul had what he thought was a pretty good life going. He thought of himself rather highly. He was, we would have read a little bit earlier in chapter 3, a Hebrew of Hebrews. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin. A Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless.
A persecutor of the church.
One who thought he was really good. And then he meant Christ. And in understanding his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he came to an understanding about his life. It was a bunch of garbage. If you will, it was the fresh air of the gospel. And spending time reveling in that opened his eyes to how much garbage there really was in his life. Sin is the garbage of life. And ultimately, it's going to destroy us. And yet, if you live in it long enough, or if you're surrounded by it, you kind of get used to it. And it doesn't seem so bad anymore. Look, it's what's on television these days. And if some of the things we heard or saw on television these days was suddenly shown on the screen back in the 60s or the 50s, every television station in the United States would have had their phone lines burned up. And we would have quickly gotten up and switched off that channel. You watch things today that maybe 30 years ago you'd have been ashamed to be seen watching. It's garbage. But you know, if we are exposed to it long enough, we just kind of get used to it. Contemplate your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and being with him. Having him, as we'll sing a little bit later at the close of the service, walking along with him. And as you're walking side by side with Jesus, what things will you be proud to have him see in your life? And what things would you need be not so proud, in fact, maybe even ashamed for him to see? Oh, maybe you're not robbing banks. Maybe you're not cursing and swearing. Maybe it's just some bitterness in your life that you're clinging to hard and fast, and you don't want to get rid of it. But if Jesus saw that, what would he be saying? It might be hatred. It might be all kinds of things that we have in our life that we cling to just because we've had them so long. But if we examine them in light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the life to which he calls us, would we count them as things that he would allow us to take along with him into our heavenly home? Or he would say, would he say, leave them at the door or you're not getting in? What is the garbage in your life? We all have some. But we need each and every day, to be at work cleaning it up. And here is the great thing about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He died on the cross and he rose again. And all that garbage we have ultimately is paid for. But we need to be working with Christ. Not so much to pay for our sins, because they are indeed already paid for in his death and resurrection, but in recognizing that those things in our life that are garbage are not bringing us closer to him, they're driving us further away. Paul recognized that he still wasn't perfect, at least in his sanctified life. He writes a little later, part of our epistle lesson, "Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." What is past in our life. Gone, removed, as far as the east is from the west, the scriptures say. That's how far God has removed our sins from us. But may God help us to recognize what that life is to which he has called us. It's a life of joy, a life of love, a life of giving. And anything that does not fit into that life, which we know that God has called us to, which we are going to be living forever with him in heaven, anything that detracts from that life, we need to count in the same way as God does and as the Apostle Paul does. Garbage. And may God help us to clean it out in our lives each and every day. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.